We are taking a break from our normal programming to enjoy the holidays. But in the meantime, Speculative Sandbox presents the 12 Days of Tropes. Each episode is a secret until you open it, just like a present. And who knows, maybe you'll see one of these tropes fully analyzed with a guest in the future. Do you want your readers to be on their guard? Use a geometric shape. Diamond spaceships, mysterious rectangular monuments, spherical life forms. The bigger, the better. It doesn't even need a lot of detail. In fact, the less detail, the more alert your readers or viewers will be, because then it can be anything. In the Apple TV series Foundation, a mysterious artifact floats over the surface of an alien planet. A null field protects it from anyone who dares to get too close. It's shaped kind of like a giant pear, if a pear met a knife, was made of metal, and only had sharp edges. The monoliths in 2001 A Space Odyssey are mysterious black slabs that were discovered throughout the solar system in various sizes, but they all have the exact same 1:4:9 dimensional ratio. Star Wars is full of imposing geometry. The Death Star is a sphere, the Star Destroyers are wedge-shaped, and the TIE Fighters are hexagonal and spherical. And if I find out that hexagonal is actually pronounced hexagonal, I'm going to laugh. And in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the ships of the Vogon fleet are rectilinear monoliths, which, according to TVTropes.org, are meant to reflect the Vogon's lack of imagination as oppressive bureaucrats. Which takes me to the next point, the psychology of shapes. According to an article by UX Collective, each shape attributes to different emotions, thoughts, and perceptions that resonate with our brain. Designers then use shapes to influence how we feel. Squares and rectangles imply balance and strength. Triangles are energetic. They can also imply growth or achievement. Circles, ovals, and ellipses represent unity and can have a calming effect. According to an article by Canva, polygons represent strength and structure. Spirals have a dizzying effect. Think winding staircases, a perfect setting for confusion. And of course, these initial impressions can be further influenced by color, texture, and shade. Take this one step further and apply it to the architectural aesthetic of some speculative fiction genres. Dystopian societies that demonstrate a totalitarian rule may show a complete breakdown of organic shapes and a rise of oppressive, cold, blunt buildings. Or consider the gothic horror genre, where the architecture of a house or church or castle sets an imposing impression with a mix of towering spires amidst romantic arches, sturdy rectangular doorways, and rounded windows. Alternatively, think of the more organic structure of Hobbiton from The Lord of the Rings and the curves of their rolling hills and their friendly round doors. How do you use shapes to leave an impression on your readers? And what shapes in entertainment have left their mark on you? Let us know on our Instagram or Twitter. Speculative Sandbox is a volunteer-run podcast that relies on the collaboration of fellow creators like you. Join the conversation and participate in fun polls and questionnaires on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Interested in being in a future episode? Our DMs are open, or you can email speculativesandbox@gmail.com.